Glory to God in the highest. My greetings to all my podcast listeners and friends. Today's topic is the Bible about the living God. I pray that God strengthens me enough to deliver today's message fruitfully. God was on the earth when the first humans, Adam and Eve, were created. It doesn't say in the Bible that God talked to them from within the clouds, probably because there was no sin in the world. But during the time of Moses, God spoke from the tabernacle and from Mount Sinai, staying within the clouds all the time. God said to Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live," according to Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. Jesus, the Son of God, came down to the earth, taking the form of an ordinary man, so that we did not have to die for seeing him. He did not come in glory. God will come down to the earth to establish his kingdom here, and all the other kingdoms will collapse. Based on the Bible, I would like to talk briefly about who our God is, the time God was on the earth with the first humans, the salvation plan of God, the different ways God involved in the lives of people in the past, how the Holy Spirit of God is active currently in the lives of people, what prophecies in the Bible are fulfilled, what prophecies are going to be fulfilled, the kingdom God is going to establish on this earth, and why the Bible can be believed. First, who is the God in the Bible? God created everything in the world in 6 days, according to Genesis chapter 1. The term 6 days does not mean exactly 6 days of a week. It can be thousands or millions of years. Why? According to 2 Peter 3, 8, "With the Lord, one day like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." According to the genealogy given in Genesis chapter 5, Adam and Eve were created around 4000 BC. All the other things might have been created thousands or millions of years ago. The first human beings, Adam and Eve, who were created in the image of God, lived with God in the Garden of Eden until they sinned and violated God's command. According to Genesis 2:14, the Garden of Eden was around the Euphrates-Tigris rivers. Next, flood in Noah's time. When sin increased in the world, God called a righteous man named Noah to build an ark to save his family and a pair of every kind of animal. Everything else was destroyed by a flood. God called a righteous man named Abram, later called Abraham, and asked him to leave everything and everyone he had and travel to a faraway place. And he believed and obeyed God. God blessed Abraham and his generations because of that faith. When Abraham was 100 years old, Isaac was born to him at an old age, as promised by God 25 years before that. Jacob was Isaac's son. Next, Jacob and children go into Egypt. Jacob and his children went to Egypt during a famine. Before they got to Egypt, God provided for them well by sending Jacob's one son, Joseph, Egypt. He was sold by his brothers to Egyptian merchants, but it became a blessing in disguise as Joseph became the chief person in Pharaoh's palace. After years of peaceful life in Egypt, when one new Pharaoh came to rule Egypt, the life of the Israelites became very hard. He hardened his heart and persecuted them through slavery. God sent 10 plagues on the Egyptians to release the Israelites from Egypt. Each time the Pharaoh hardened his heart, God loved the Israelites so much that no Israelite was touched by the plague. Finally, the Pharaoh got tired of the plagues and allowed the Israelites to leave the place. God promised the descendants of Abraham about 600,000 people at that time alive in Egypt to take them to the promised land of Canaan, and he did it. God chose Moses, a stuttering person, to lead the Israelites. It took 40 years for them to reach the land. God traveled with them as a pillar of fire at night and as a pillar of clouds during the day. God spoke to them through Moses from within the clouds, even though he could not see him. God fed them throughout the time by giving the heavenly food of manna. He provided them water by making Moses strike on the rock. When he came to the Red Sea, they saw the Egyptians following them. They got really scared. God asked Moses to strike on the water with his stick, and the sea partitioned. When the Israelites crossed the sea, the water came back, and all the Egyptians who followed them got drowned in the water. After Moses died, Joshua took the Israelites to Canaan. The ruler of Jericho shut down the city to prevent the entrance of the Israelites. But God instructed them to circle the city carrying the Ark of the Covenant 7 days and shout at the end. They listened to God, and the wall of Jericho fell down, as narrated in the book of Joshua chapter 6. When the priests who carried the Ark of the Lord stepped in the Jordan River, the water stood still until all the Israelites crossed the river, according to Joshua chapter 3, verse 17. How did God talk through the prophets? Let's see that. Throughout the Old Testament, God spoke to his people through prophets. God resided in the Ark of the Covenant, which they carried everywhere they went, according to God's instruction. Moses spent 40 days with God on Mount Sinai, and God gave 10 commandments for everyone to follow. God always gave clear instructions to people through his prophets before he did anything. Before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for its sins, he sent his angels and warned the few good people, including Lot, to leave the place. Next, why God sent his son Jesus to the earth? It was part of the salvation plan of God. As the first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God through disobedience, they lost their coexistence with God in the paradise. As a redemption for their sin, instead of sacrificing the blood of a lamb, God spared the life of his own son, Jesus, through crucifixion, as prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53. Because of the crucifixion, the entire humanity got free and gained the title as the children of God, who are entitled to live with God forever in eternity, according to John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him may not perish but may have eternal life. About the miracles done by Jesus. As the Son of God, Jesus performed numerous miracles, healing the blind, casting out demons, raising the dead, and feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish are some of them. There are so many other miracles. About the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. Jesus resurrected from the dead on the 3rd day, appeared to several people for 40 days, and even walked with them and ate with them. On the 40th day, he ascended into heaven in front of 500 people. Then the angels came down from heaven and comforted them, saying that the same Jesus will come down from heaven one day, according to Acts chapter 1. What are the works of the Holy Spirit? Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2. Before his ascension to heaven, Jesus asked the disciples to stay in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the disciples prayed in one room for 10 days, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them in the form of a tongue of fire. They got filled with the Holy Spirit and started doing the same kind of miracles Jesus did. Are miracles happening today through the Holy Spirit of God? Yes, the disciples of Jesus raised the dead, cast out demons, and healed the sick. Today, people who are gifted with the Holy Spirit perform miracles in the name of Jesus. Why the Bible can be believed? According to the genealogy, the Bible can be believed. The Bible gives accurate genealogy from Adam to Noah, according to Genesis 5, is 2006 years. Adam to Jesus, 4,000 years and 10 generations. From the children of Noah to Abraham, according to Genesis 10 and 11, 400 years and 10 generations. According to Matthew chapter 1, 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the deportation of the Israelites to Babylon, and 14 generations from the deportation to Babylon to the birth of Jesus Christ. Next, what are some prophecies in the Bible that came true? Several of the prophecies in the Bible have come true, like the prophecy about the birth, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, wars, plagues, famines, earthquakes, natural calamities, coming of false prophets, great tribulations, hatred among family members, persecution of Christians, signs in sun, moon, and stars, roaring of the sea and waves like tsunami, people's love turning cold, etc. Currently, it seems like the worst time in the human history, with all the natural calamities, fires, pandemics, violence, and murders. Even parents are killing children, and children are killing parents. This can be called the end times. What are the prophecies in the Bible not fulfilled yet? The Bible has to be preached throughout the world, according to Mark chapter 13, verse 10. It has not been preached yet throughout the world. The coming of the Antichrist has not taken place yet. The prophecy of the 7 years of the rule of the Antichrist has not come yet, according to Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18, Daniel chapter 2, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The prophecy about the implanting of the microchip on the fingertip or the forehead for buying and selling will take place once the rule of the Antichrist is halfway. The rapture has not taken place. When the tribulations are too much for God's people to handle, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, and the stars will fall from the sky, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Jesus will appear in the sky with power and glory, Matthew 24, verse 30. God will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elects from one end of the sky to the other, Matthew 24, verse 31. Jesus will come on the clouds to take his elect ones when the trials in this world become unbearable during the rule of the Antichrist. About the new heaven and new earth. God will establish his kingdom on this earth as promised. When Jesus taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer, starting with Our Father, Thy kingdom come was added intentionally. It means his kingdom on this earth as narrated in Revelation chapter 21 will come. God will reside with the righteous people on this earth for 1,000 years in the new heaven and new earth. We don't know the length of these 1,000 years according to God. According to Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. What happens just before that? The devil will be chained for 1,000 years, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. According to 2 Peter 3:10, But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. And the last thing is the last judgment. According to John chapter 5 verse 22, The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son. According to Matthew 25 verse 31, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. According to Matthew 12:36, But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it on the day of judgment. According to Revelation 20, verse 15, And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The Antichrist, the beast, and the devil will be thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone, according to Revelation 19, verse 20, and 20, verse 10. Those who worship the beast and his image and receive a mark on his forehead or hand will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the angels and Jesus, according to Revelation 14, verses 9 and 10. According to Revelation 22, verses 14 and 15, Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the immoral persons, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying. This is the message I intended to give today. May God bless each and everyone who heard this message until you hear my next message. I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.